Okay, Wednesday night or Lidalos Eir. So I want to explain the last thing we said last night. Anytime when I said, much of my house, I have people coming there every Shabbos from my house in Yerushalayim. So it gets to the point, people leave behind things, and you forget who it is, it's different weeks, they build up. So you have to put a sign, or anything that caters to other people. So the pshat is like this, it's not like you make up your own halacha. It's rishus to walk into your property and use it, whether it's your private property or public property like a shul. Some, you need rishus to come and use it. You have a right to be naked that they're not allowed to use it. So you can make a tanai, so what they're in effect doing is being moichel. It's not like you can make up your own hilchus hashavas aveda. Shaz, you're saying that the usage of this building is dependent on acceptance of tanai, and the presumption is that they saw the sign, you put it up on a place, and it's true about any store in your house. Normally, else you wouldn't do it because it's not frequented by people, so you'll deal with it if it happens, if someone leaves something behind. But you have in a shul, or you have in a store, and stores say it, or a dentist's office. And you can, really make up whatever you want. You could say, I'll do it what I want. You could say, after 30 days, right away, it's hefker. You could say, I'll put in the lost and found, but anybody that wants to come take it, they could, even without a simon. I'll just use the honor system. You could make up whatever you want, because what's in effect happening is that you're demanding. I mean, you have a right to demand, because you're making it tonight. So you're demanding a mechila on the part, and then the is on Mitzvah Shavuos Aveda, so now you can make up whatever rules you want. Here, I think it's enough for the chayri. We don't need the sign outside. We have to assume that someone who used the building and left something here walked into the building and saw the prominent sign that we do have up. But my problem is only the lashon in the building. I'm a little nervous about that. So you say in the shul property, on shul property, not in the building. Because this was out of the building. It was a weird case. So, okay. Now, here's another chiddush. What do you do if you have something with a simon? Well, like this, you know. Nobody's coming for it. They would have come already. I don't know what's shot. Maybe they forgot about it. Maybe they were mafkir it. But the problem is it's in a semi-safe place, and it has a simon. So it has a din of an aveda, because it's in a semi-safe place. It would be in a safe place, then you shouldn't touch it, because it's not an aveda. But it's in a, especially if it has a simon. No, I'll tell you that. It's in a safe place, and it's derech inuach, so you leave it alone. But here, it's in a semi-safe place. You have no right to assume the guy was mafkir it. That's... because it's in a semi-safe place. Like, you know, if he leaves it in the street, so it's like a Veda Midas, or it's Hefker, you can assume Hefker, or Veda Midas, maybe that's Mitam Hefker, separate Indian. So, but here it's in a semi-safe place, and it has a simon, and the sign wasn't really operative. So what do you do when you have such things? Well, people find things. Some people are like magnets for Avedas. I get these shilas. And like it's always the same people that happen to find things, and there's a simon, and what do they do? So you have to be machrez it. How are you machrez it? You put up a sign. That's all you can do nowadays. You put up signs in the shuls in the area where it was found, in the public places or supermarkets and public places in the general area where it was found. You have to assume the person's from there. And if there are magazines or these things that they put into your mailbox, then you, if they have a free Hashavas Aveda, you can put in a free ear to Hashavas Aveda, or there's anything in the National Registry for Hashavas Aveda. But it has to be free, and I'm not going to spend any money. So you do that. After a while, I don't know, 30 days, 2 months, I don't know. So here's what the place can allow you to do. They allow you to determine the value of the item. So, you know, you're stuck. And I'm saying there's people that are like magnets for Avedas. So, like, their houses start to look like my office. You know, like, things just pile up. So, what do you do? Mr. Sashavas Avedas. So, the place can actually allow you to evaluate its worth. It's very difficult to evaluate the worth, the parenthetical remark. It's very difficult to evaluate the worth of a used item, unless there's mamish a market, like used cars have a market. Used shirts don't have a market. Used sweaters don't have a market. They might even be worth zero, but I don't know, maybe. But so what do you? So you, the poskim say like this: look, you evaluate it as if it's new. And wait, let's get this straight. The din is yemunach shiyavo liyol. That's the din. That's what we're dealing with. So I don't want to be miniach etil shiyavo liyol. I don't have a big house. I don't want to have things. I'll tell you, people are always leaving behind stuff. So if you know who it is, you have to give it back, obviously. It's not miyayish, and they left it there by mistake. So you have Shabbos Aveda, you know who it is. You don't understand it. But sometimes you don't know, and then it piles up. So what do you do? So Yimunachat Shavliyo. So he brings down here that from Rebel Yashav, it's very hard to be evaluate used items, so you should evaluate new, and when a Leo comes, so he'll tell you what it's worth. Anyway, you evaluate the items, and you write down everything about it. You write down where it was found, and the date, and the time, and the place, and the simon, and you keep a note of it. It's funny, he makes a good joke here, Rabbi Badna, he says, put it in the back page of your Bava Metzia Gemara. That's a good joke. And so I heard you should put, he doesn't say you have to put away the money. You just have to keep this paper, and if the owner ever shows up, or Eliyahu shows up and tells you who the owner is, so you'll reimburse him. And you could use the item if you want to. Or you could throw it out if you want. But that's what the place can suggest doing, or else your house becomes... You ever go to the Eged Lost and Found? You ever go to the Eged Lost and Found? It's full of black hats. And the biggest item is black hats and, you know, tape recorders and MP3 players. Anyway, and umbrellas and sweaters. But black hats by far the most. I went there to get my hat a couple times. It was my wife that was trying to get me to lose it. Okay. So the poskim allow you to evaluate it, write it down, and if the owner ever comes, or Leo comes, you'll pay him for it. And you could use it, or throw it out. This is, the guy's not going to come, so don't worry about it. Now, he doesn't bring down that you should put the money aside. I heard of it that you have to put the money aside, and what do you mean? I don't want to put the money aside. So you say, put a check. Put a check aside. But you have to, and I heard it, that you have to make, let's say a check is good for 2 years or 1 year or whatever it is, then you have to just make sure the check is good. There's no point in a check that can't be used. But the partner here doesn't even bring down the requirement of putting the money aside. He just says, write it down on a piece of paper. You cannot do this in a hard-to-find sefer or something with personal, emotional, value. Or notes or jewelry that's not really replaceable. It's like one of a kind, or maybe it's a wedding ring that has emotional value. So the attacker can't do it for that. Then you have to just be yemunach shiyavo liyol. But otherwise, they do allow you to do this. So if someone wants, but that's if the hachraza. If it has a simon and it's an aveda, which that thing was that was left on the shul porch. So you have to be machriz. And after the achraza, it's hard to say, let's say 30 days, or maybe 2 months, then you're allowed to, you do this eitzah after your machriz and the achraza is unsuccessful. You can't do this in the first place. You have to do it after a failed achraza, where the din kicks in, yehimunach shiyavo liyol. So this is what you can do. Write all the information on a piece of paper, put it in a safe place, and then you can even take the item, use it, bekone it, use it, throw it out, do whatever you want with it. Moshe says you can do that. The chayim allow that to be done. So okay, good. Now we go on to Chavis Halvavus, and Chavis Halvavus is talking about different enticements of the Eitz Hara, and he keeps getting more and more subtle, more and more. And now he says, "V'm Tamud Kedek the B'chol Zev." Everything we said till now, you know, what's next? What's the next arrow he throws at you? Yishtadu lecha mitzad chachmosecha. He's going to come and he's going to want to bittul Torah. He's going to tell you you don't have to learn so much. And if all else fails, then he's going to like a whole new like battlefield. So you don't have to learn so much. V'yamirem b'mchach haritzus l'lumot ha'chachmo, which was chachmas ha'toyrah, yom alecha, what do you have to be a bigger talmud chacham than everybody else, you see? You learn as much as they learn, that's enough. Ha'al yaspik l'cha ma'ashem maspik, he says, l'gadol e'dorchos keinecha, but it means you look around and you know, you don't have to do more than they have. That's what he will say. Ha'lo yodata ki, you're not going to finish Kol HaTorah Kula anyway. You're not going to know it all anyway. So, Sima Gamoscha, concentrate on Iker Hamuna, Vishorish HaTorah, maybe Shesh Mitzvah Smidi is, maybe Halach HaLamaisa, so you know what to do. He doesn't say that, I'm adding that. Vachakach Lamad, Mashet, His Dayan Boy, but they all learn things that will give you status among people. Get a PhD, whatever you have to get. I'm not talking if you need a parhanasa, I'm talking about stam. People will look up to you if you have that status. Minyan Hashir, he talks about song. I guess in his days, that was choshev. The people who could write in lyrics, miktsav, utzfune hadiktuk, achidos, anokrios, riddles, I don't know. Abishalim hanogim. You know, in every door or in every century, the intellectual elite have different things that they are machshiv. V'nei l'cho divrei hadinim u'machlokas hachachos. V'hanach l'cho, leave alone dinim and machlokas. Every page has 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 machlokasim on it. You're not going to get clarity anyway, and if you go into it, you know. V'al tachnes atzmocho b'chochmas shoroshei hamolfes v'eichus hadibur. He's talking about now what was Eon in his days? Umine Hakoshos, comparing things, Bolfani Harayos. This was the nature of Eon in the Chazalovus' days. The Echus Halacha Ilam, Hama Olel, a cause and effect. The Schabras Hachoch Mohaniris, and Machoch Mohanisteres, which is something that was not done too often, but he says, leave that alone, don't do it. Being Mechaber, connecting Chochmas HaNigla with Nistar. Leave it on them. They omkom the Dakos and Yonam. You do the Emuna, Sharash HaTorah, Sheish Mitzvah, Salach Lamaisa. That's all. You don't have to be Usmocha Lanshe HaKabbalah, meaning people who, you know, they're the poiskim of the door. Shetucha Lamar al Beiruo, Kasher Tismach Aleihem, B'meshu Nimna Mimcha. Just like you rely on them when something comes up. What are you learning Hilchos Shabbos for? You know, just like you rely on the poskim or on whoever you rely on to ask a question when you learn when something comes up that you don't know. So then don't bother with the whole thing. You might as well ask them everything already. You're relying on them anyway, and that's what you should do. That's what he will try to get you to do. And hang in there, everybody, till tomorrow night. Rabbi Nussbaum, I have to ask you. Describe the degree of your hashgacha on yummy foods.
On the diet. So if somebody calls me.
I'm asking you a question. Describe to me the degree of your hashgacha.
Yummy foods.
What?
I have no responsibility on the yummy foods.
No responsibility. Okay, that I figured.
The cooks.